The Steve Gruber Show. Jump starting your day with the news that matters.
It is 45 after the hour on this Wednesday. You know, growing up here in Michigan, one of the things I remember as a kid, was, you know, I grew up pretty close to the interstate. And in the summer, when the weather would get nice, you would see those columns that were miles long of camouflage vehicles streaming along like a parade, mile after mile after mile. And I remember the first time I asked my mother, I said, "What is that?" "Oh, they're all going to Camp Grayling." I'm like, "What's Camp Grayling?" "Well, it's a big army base in northern Michigan." And of course, if you're from Michigan, you've seen it. If you're from Michigan, you've seen those streams of vehicles going to summer training. It'd be National Guard and Army and other folks heading up to Camp Grayling for all sorts of training and so forth. Well, Camp Grayling has been selected now by the Department of Defense to take part in a pilot project that will make them more in tune with local communities and the concerns there. And by the way, when you talk about bad roads in Michigan, Military Road there near Camp Grayling, that road's a rough one, especially on a bicycle. I blew two tires there last time I rode that road. So if you need bad roads for an example, that's it. But here to talk about Camp Grayling and their changing attitude, I suppose, is Grayling Charter Township Supervisor Rick Harland. Welcome to the program, Rick.
Well, good morning, Steve.
I'm glad to have you here. I mean, obviously, Camp Grayling, to me, has been a cornerstone of this state since long before I was born.
And, you know, I've been here, personally, I've been here for 43 years. I'm from southern Michigan and moved up here out of college and was fortunate enough to be able to figure out how to make a living and live in wonderful northern Michigan. Actually, Camp Grayling has been here over 100 years. It's been here longer than, you know, an awful lot of the people that are alive here now.
Well, if you're 43...
They're here longer than us.
Yeah, so. If you're 43, you sure remember those and still see them from time to time. But I think they were a lot bigger in the 70s and 80s, those big convoys of military vehicles. I mean, you'd watch... I just sit there watching them as a kid going, man, they went on for minute after minute after... You know, it went on for a long time. But now Camp Grayling is part of this pilot program of the Department of Defense, and they want to become more in tune with community concerns. Tell me about what your understanding of this DOD pilot project is.
Well, it was very confusing for a lot of the local municipal leaders received letters, and then the general public was invited. We had an idea that this was, you know, more about talking about, you know, the needs and the concerns that the community has for the influx of increased people that are coming to train at Camp Grayling. And really, that's not what it was all about. There was a little piece of that, but it was what it actually was, is it was we spent the first night. This was two nights in a row. It was about 3 hours, and they had we had an introduction from Camp Commander Tom Parrison, talking a little bit about the ramp up for training. For instance, years ago they've gone from 200,000 training hours, I guess is how they refer to it now, throughput hours. It was under that for years. Years ago. It was even higher than that, and it kind of decreased. And now last year it was 220,000 training hours. This year it's forecast to be 395,000 training hours, and next year 615 training hours. So our concern is what happens with all this influx. You talk about the lines and lines of military vehicles.
Sure.
You're talking about increasing training by three times.
Right, that's going to increase the jams on the highways. Of course, I guess for local business in the Grayling area and that part of northern Michigan, that's good news for the business owners. But for those trying to drive through or those that live there, it could be a little bit problematic.
Well, and that was our questions. You know, part of this is just trying to understand. Training today and compared to training in the past is totally different. You know, the training in the past, they fired real rounds, they had real tanks, they had. Everything was, live. And they've gone to, a lot of their training today is simulation. which even with the increase in training, there's not as much noise. There's not quite as much activity. So it's changed, and not everybody knows that. I'm learning every day. I'm trying to figure out, you know, just how this is going to affect our community, because, you know, I don't live here, so it's important to me. And but we thought that there would be more information like that. Really what this was a two-day session. On the first day, there was this talk about, the increase in activity, and then it We spent a couple of hours actually talking to experts in climate. What they talked about was, global warming, and then how global warming was going to affect our area. And, of course, the global warming, you know, that's going to go up a couple of degrees, a year. And so what they're talking about is dry conditions and what can happen due to these dry conditions. And then the second day, we had some conversation and broke down into groups, and we went through emergency scenarios. So really it was kind of a seminar or a work session that talked about emergency preparedness. You know, what do we have in place, what don't we have in place to handle emergency situations? Wildfire is our biggest fear here.
Well, I knew that.
In the woods.
And I guess the point that I'll make here before we run out of time here, though,
yeah.
I guess it's good that the Department of Defense is actually engaging the community, and at least in having the conversation. It's a good starting point. But let me ask you one quick thing before we go, Rick.
Sure. Yep.
You've lived up there how long?
I've been here 43 years.
You were there at the end of January this year?
Yes.
Was global warming much of a concern to you?
Absolutely not.
Just checking, because I'm pretty sure at the end of January this year, it was about 25 below in Grayling, maybe 30 below, and yeah. I don't think you concerned yourself much with. I'm just throwing it out there.
No, I understand that. We had 2 years in a row that were the coldest winters on record for 30 years, and it did create some problems for us locally.
To say the least. Rick, I greatly appreciate your time. Now, what we'd like to do is keep you on the phone list here and kind of go through this as you learn more. Keep our listeners up to date on what's happening at Camp Grayling. And again, thank you for stopping in.
Hey, I'd be glad to talk to you anytime, fill you in on progress here in Grayling and Camp Grayling.
There you have it. It's the Steve Grimmer Show on a Wednesday.